Welcome to Cloud Sense, everybody. I'm your host, Jack Berugin. And, you know, in this podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about the effects of the pandemic on infrastructure. Let's take a closer look. As governments all over the world implemented these lockdowns and community quarantines, people and businesses relied on technology to continue with their lives. You know, we're all deprived of our usual ability to move around physically, but we turn to the internet and the various web tools to continue our work, to conduct business, and to entertain ourselves. You know, working from home in the wake of the pandemic has highlighted the benefits of using cloud computing, with companies increasingly adopting it even if they had not been doing it prior to this. During this time, there has been an unexpected spike in cloud usage, and cloud computing has made it less expensive and more comfortable for companies to manage their internet infrastructures and make an adjustment to computing needs as they see fit. You know, the reality is that the pandemic demonstrates how cloud computing has become essential in the modern world. You know, many of the conveniences and services available online are made possible only by the cloud. Businesses were steadily embracing remote workers as a method for finding talent and reducing real estate overhead, but the forced move to these remote locations for a majority of the global workforce has shed some light on some unresolved issues and problems. A lot of organizations had to quickly make investments to address immediate technical needs. Smart firms will more than likely not stick with fully remote locations once the restrictions start lifting, but they will at least have started building better capabilities for those who want to remain in those home offices or remote locations. A report that was put out by West Monroe Partners says that the healthcare industry leads the finance and even the energy and utility sectors when it comes to cloud use. Many hospitals, healthcare institutions, and government health service agencies have brought their data to the cloud to optimize services and maximize patient outcomes. Remote data accessibility and interactive online tools make it possible for doctors and other healthcare workers to provide services from a distance, something once only dreamed of. This early cloud adoption is a big benefit in the fight against the pandemic as it improves on the ability to analyze relevant data to improve the response time. But cloud computing is more than just about data storage. It also lowers IT costs for the healthcare facilities, such as avoid the need to train personnel, purchase equipment, and provide physical space for the IT people and hardware. You know, it also helps incorporate some of the other data by helping integrate into other systems. You know, a good example of this whole changing landscape is what's happening over at Microsoft. Over the last 2 years, they had been pushing their messaging and collaboration tool, Microsoft Teams, which is a direct competitor to Slack, with very little traction. But last month, Microsoft said that the number of users on the tool had increased by 37%, with at least 900 million meetings and call minutes every day. That is absolutely amazing, and that is a changing landscape. Now, companies want to better manage their cloud spend, and that is because of more important pressure from the COVID-19 pandemic. But usage is going up in response to the outbreak. Managing cloud spend is a concern for most of cloud decision makers and users. For a majority of experts, optimizing cloud use for cost savings is a top cloud initiative this year. The best bet for companies is optimization first. All the major CSPs have cost management tips and recommendations on how to optimize with free offerings. Use them. You know, the cloud has revamped the corporate balance sheet forever, shifting technology acquisition from a capital to an operational expenditure. It's now become very apparent and more important than ever before to prepare and optimize for times such as these. I'm Jack Berugin. You've been listening to Cloud Sense.